the basic point that the United States is co-complicit in the war crimes committed by Israel during not just the most recent Gaza incursion, but all four of them, is absolutely true. If you look at the military equipment that the Israelis used, including the American F-16s, which conducted the majority of the bombing operations, then this is clearly a violation of the treaty agreement under which the United States provides the military aid, which says it's strictly for defensive purposes. And you could even make the case that Iron Dome has been violated, because if you talk to American military people, they'll tell you that the reason the United States was willing to invest so heavily in Iron Dome is because the idea was that this would provide security and defense for Israel so that things like this war crime Gaza incursion would not have to happen, because Israeli civilian safety was really never a serious issue in the whole Gaza operation. The purpose of the Gaza invasion was to destroy the unity government agreement that was reached between Fatah and Hamas. And so all of these things represent clear violations. Now, you know, there's an absurdity to the fact that on the one hand we say Israel has this wonderful and growing economy, and then on the other hand it requires hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars in military aid and other support at the same time. It just doesn't fit with the profile of what the purpose of American foreign aid actually is. So every aspect of this relationship is skewed, and it's something that is becoming a point of major irritation here in the United States. I can tell you that at the Pentagon, there is a longstanding view that the U.S.-Israel military-to-military relationship is a very, very big strategic liability. That view among the U.S. military, in fact, goes back to the very beginning of the post-World War II period, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff opposed the idea of the partitioning of Palestine because their view was that this would lead to permanent conflict and would reduce the American role in the region to that of a military supplier, and would undermine any potential viable U.S. diplomacy in the entire Middle East. And now we're 65 years or so into that, and it's been proven 100% correct. So, yes, it's the worst abomination of U.S. foreign policy, and it's been hijacked by the Israeli right wing to where it doesn't even serve the purpose that is claimed on the part of the U.S.